Hello, friends. We're going to gather together in the worship center, our sanctuary, for our online campus, for worship and the word tonight. Thank you for joining me. I pray that this will be a blessing to you. I pray it'll be a time of encouragement. And I pray that you will enjoy this time as we share together as God's people. We are His church. It's just that God has deployed it. So let's talk about managing and navigating the storms. God bless you as we share together tonight. Thank you.
talk to you for just a moment about navigating the storms of life. It is amazing to me to think that God Almighty takes such an interest in the lives of His children that He's involved in even the smallest of details. He's doing a work in our lives, and He has the intention of working in our lives so that we will be transformed into the image of His precious Son, Jesus Christ. And sometimes this process requires us to go through what we call storms of life. And we can admit the fact that it's not always easy to follow God, but it is always right to follow God. You see, our God is omniscient, and we're not. And not knowing what the future holds often causes fear to grip our minds. So how then are we to navigate the storms of life? Well, I think that this answer can be summed up with two words: trust God. D.L. Moody said, "Trust in yourself and you'll be doomed for disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money and you will have it taken from you. Trust in reputation and some slanderous tongue will blast it. But trust in God and you will never be confounded in time or eternity." There are innumerable reasons that we can trust God in the storms of life. And I want to highlight three of those today. The first is this: we can trust in God because He sees all. We can trust God in the storm because He sees all. Our vision is limited. We don't know what lies ahead, but God knows the very number of hairs on our head. Jesus said that not one sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing it, and our value is much greater than that of a sparrow. There is no storm in this life that you may face that God does not know about. He knows your troubles, He knows your struggles, and He cares for you. We can trust Him because He sees all. Notice also that we can trust God in the storm because He knows all. God knows you, and He knows the future, and He knows what is best. And even when we don't understand the circumstances, we can trust our God. He gives us a promise in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. And we can cling to that promise because God knows all. And God has a plan for you. God cares for you, and He will lead you through this storm that you may be facing. Finally, I want you to see that we can trust God in the storm because He has all power. We are limited in knowledge and we are limited in power. We are the creation, but thankfully our Creator has all power. That means no matter what obstacles you may face, they're not too big for God. No matter what problems you have, they're not too powerful for God. No matter how much uncertainty you may possess, God knows all. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. These verses show us how we can trust God at all times, especially in the middle of the storm. We can trust God completely. Proverbs says, trust God with all your heart. We can trust God confidently. It says, lean not to your own understanding. And we can trust God consistently. It says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. If you break that verse down, you'll find there's a promise there. There's a promise for those who obey that word. It says, if we trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him, then He will direct our path. That means He will lead us and He will guide us, and He will lead us and guide us even in the midst of the greatest storm that we've ever walked through. Storms are inevitable. It's often been said you're either in one, headed for one, or you just came out of one. When these inevitable storms come, we can trust in the One who knows all, who sees all, and who is all-powerful. I encourage you to remember the words of that old hymn that says, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. How then can we navigate the storms of life? We can do so by trusting God. Trust Him because He's omniscient. He knows all. Trust Him in the storm because He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Trust Him in the storm because He's omnipotent. He is all-powerful. Trust Him because He cares for you. Let's pray.
We've heard from Brother Kevin Jones at the Stockdale Baptist Church in Mumford, Alabama. He shared with us his insight on what it means to navigate those storms. This week, I've thought a lot about the time that Jesus Christ was with His disciples and they were in a storm. The scripture is found for us in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4. And verse 35, the scripture says, on that day, when evening had come, He told them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the sea."
So they left the crowd and they took him along since he was in the boat. And other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. He was in the boat, he was in the stern, the scripture says, sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, don't you care? Don't you care that we're going to die?" He got up. He rebuked the wind. He said to the sea, "Silence, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified, and they asked one of another, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." We learn a lot from this section of Scripture, and I'm not going to dwell on it long. But I want to remind you that this scripture speaks of how we navigate the storms of life, the storms that we're going through even right now. To navigate a storm, you have to have a compass. You have to know in what direction you're going. Secondly, you have to have a guide, someone that will guide you, someone that will walk beside you, someone that will lead you through that storm. And you have to have assurance. You have to be assured that this person and this compass is going to help us through that storm. We're partnering up now. We're having somebody that we partner up with. And then we have to have faith. The faith, even the faith of a mustard seed. We've capitalized on Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith of a mustard seed is small, it's minute, but yet it's powerful. For what a plant comes from that small seed, and what a great victory comes to those of us who put our faith and our trust in the right direction and in the right person. We can navigate the storms when we're assured that that person and that direction is correct, because we put our faith in that very thing. As for the scripture, we see Jesus is on a boat. He's been teaching the parables. He's been talking to the disciples, and he's been teaching to the great crowds. And now he's tired. He needs some rest. And so he enters into the boat. And the boat is taken over by the disciples. And then there's a great number of boats with him. The scripture tells us that as they are there, Jesus is resting. And the storm arises. It's not uncommon that on the sea you would find a storm. And that storm would be very, very furious as it's beginning to swamp this boat. It's taking them down. It's destroying them. It's tossing them back and forth, and taking them into the water because the boat is being swamped. And so they go to the cushion where Jesus is at. And they wake him and they say, "Do you not care? Do you not care? We're going to die." We see them as Jesus awakes. The disciples, they were fearful. They were seeing with their physical eyes what was going on around them. They were leaving something very important out. They were faithless. They said, "We're going to die." And then they find fault. "Jesus, do you not care? Do you not care?" And so Jesus commands. He rebukes the wind. The scripture says that he rebuked the wind. And then the scripture tells us that he silenced the sea. Jesus, with the very words of his mouth, stopped all that was going on around them. all of that physical thing that they could see. And Jesus then asked them, why? Why are you afraid? Do you not have any faith? Listen, we've come to a storm in our lives. We've come to a time in our lives where we're not sure what is going to happen next. But yet I want to say to you today that even in the midst of the storm, we have said over and over again that we know that Jesus is in the storm with us. We've said it. We've proclaimed it. We've shouted it to the tops of our lungs. But now it's time for us to move from the spirit, from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. And in our hearts and in our lives, know that God is with us. That His Son, Jesus Christ, is carrying us through. That His Holy Spirit is working within our life to calm our fears and to calm all of our situations. In the storm, as we are now, we must have faith. Have faith in God. He's on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches over His own. We've sung it over and over again. We've said it physically, but now we need to say it spiritually. Have faith. I have faith in God. He will direct me. He will guide me. He will lead me. His Holy Spirit will speak peace to my situation. And then we will trust Him to bring us through. Reminded of David when he was going through the situation with his son. His son was dying, but yet he turned his attention to God because he knew that there was only one person that could bring him through. He directed his compass, his direction, his eyes to God. And he trusted in Him because God was his guide that was going to lead him through the valley to bring him to the mountaintops and to bring him to a time of celebration. That's where we need to be right now. We need to be trusting God. We need to have faith in Him. We need to let Him lead us, let Him guide us, let Him direct our lives so that we can prepare for an amazement. I love these last words. They were terrified. And they said one to another, who then is this person? Who is this man that even the winds and the waves and the sea obey Him? They were amazed. They were amazed that God had given them great calm, great peace. You and I need to be amazed. We need to be amazed right now that God's given us peace in the midst of the storm. That He's given us a peace that we can't explain, that we don't comprehend, that we don't understand. But yet God is getting us ready to be amazed at what He's going to do in the future. I don't know what that is, but I'm ready to be amazed because God's got this and God's got you and God is watching over us and He is protecting us and He is taking care of us and I have my faith and trust in Him. God. Father, we are amazed. We stand amazed in Your presence, knowing that You are with us, that You are mighty to save, that You are all-powerful, and You are the great God who's over all. May You, Father, strengthen our hearts. May You raise us up to proclaim the name of Jesus in a time such as this. May we, Father, lean on You and allow You to be our guide. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's in Your name that we pray. Amen.
Have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea. Were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. As I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions, and I've had dreams. But my anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Bye.
this time of worship and the Word. I hope that you have been blessed. I hope that you've been inspired, maybe even challenged. One thing I do want to say is that if you don't know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, I would urge you to ask Him to be your Savior. To ask Him to forgive you of your sins. To believe that Jesus Christ will honor your request. To believe that He will save you. To believe that He will forgive you. And confess Him as Lord and Savior of your life. Confess your sins before Him as you ask Him to forgive them. And may you find hope and life in Jesus Christ, because our salvation is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. I hope that you'll join me here again next Sunday night at 6 o'clock. I hope that you'll join with us on our live broadcast on Sunday morning, the online campus at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and that you'll join us for our prayer time on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, live from the sanctuary. We're going to put a link in the comment section to our YouTube page, and so you'll be able to pull all of our videos up that we're posting now there, and you'll be able to look at them and check them out. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that your days will be brighter. And I look forward to a grand reunion time when the body of Christ gathers back in the meeting house and we can worship and celebrate a great God who's brought us through. God bless you. I'll see you soon.